Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, May 2nd, 2006. Today's message is titled, Salt. The scripture text is from Matthew 5, verse 13. This is Jesus speaking to the disciples in the Sermon on the Mount. You are the salt of the earth. My dad went to China on business in the mid-70s, shortly after Americans were again allowed to enter. He supervised the construction of a power plant in a remote part of the country, and for many Chinese, he was the very first American they ever saw. One of the humorous stories was in the children's reaction to him, as my dad was a big man with a very large belly. On a number of occasions, the Chinese children would boldly walk toward my dad and poke their finger right in his belly. Then they would break into hilarious laughter. Perhaps they had seen the Pillsbury Doughboy TV commercial and thought it appropriate to poke those who are a bit roly-poly. Taking a bold stand for Christ, Dad took a case of Chinese Bibles into China and distributed them. He was seeking to allow his life to be salty. He wasn't vocal in his witness, but this is something he sensed the Lord leading him to do. Yesterday, I went to a meeting at Lancaster Bible College where a Chinese believer shared about the work of the Lord taking place in China. What a joy to hear this man's incredible excitement for Christ, to hear his marvelous stories, and to view the colorful photos he had taken. The meeting was sponsored by CBMC, an organization of Christian businessmen who are seeking to salt our world. China has a very active chapter of CBMC, and the leaders of several prominent Chinese companies are devoted followers of Christ. The Church of Jesus Christ has a great mandate to directly from Christ to be, quote, the salt of the earth. Hundreds of thousands of tiny units known as local churches dot the globe. Hundreds of millions of believers meet in these churches to receive encouragement and exhortation. Included in the count is the underground church in closed countries that meets regularly in secret places so that the saints can be encouraged, challenged, and inspired to live for Jesus. Today, we spread out like grains of salt through the culture that surrounds us. You may see your work as just a necessary but unrelated part of your Christian ministry. But I believe God uses our work to evenly distribute our presence throughout the culture around us. The basic premise of yesterday's meeting is helping leaders to see their business as a means of spreading the gospel. You may look around where you work and see but a few grains of salt. In a few cases, you may be the only grain. You may feel, what difference am I making? At times, the difference we make is recognizable. I hope we've all experienced the joy of ministry for Christ in leading someone to faith or in bringing encouragement to a fellow believer. But at other times, we must practice the steady obedience and wait to see the impact of our saltiness. I don't know to this day how the Bibles my dad distributed in China made any difference, although I'm sure by now he does. He went to his heavenly home about 8 years ago. We're all like tiny grains of salt. Brooksine and I so enjoy the feedback we receive in this ministry. Readers come from all over the globe with various backgrounds, and you present various ways of serving. You may feel your contribution is insignificant, but it's not. In concert with millions of other believers, you are presenting and preserving the truth, righteousness, and order in this increasingly chaotic world. Stay faithful. And stay salty.
Jesus, may my conversation and actions be full of grace, sprinkled with life-preserving salt that comes from a vibrant relationship with you. May all I do and say bring glory to your name and affect others for the kingdom of God. Just an additional note, for about 10 years I wrote to Chinese pen pal whose name is Yang Su. She was learning English and teaching it in a college setting. She has since married and moved to Canada, and unfortunately we lost contact with each other. I sought to be a witness for Christ as I wrote my letters, although for the first couple of years I just built a friendship with her. My prayer is that I will see her in heaven, and the full story will be told as to how my correspondence and other believers led her to a saving faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen. We do hope to meet Yang Su sometimes. I recall Brooksine's ministry and the diligence in which she would read these letters and respond to them. That was probably back throughout the 80s and even up into the early 90s, a long time. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share ministry from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. We're just discussing prior to preparing the message today the joy of this type of ministry, of sharing God's truth with people all over the world that may listen to this podcast or read the email or website today. Couple of additional resources. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. I wanted a song sung by Chinese in Chinese, a song that we would be familiar with, a tune. I could not find one, but I did find an online audio of a Chinese church in Maryland here in the United States with Amazing Grace. Now, it is in English. I assume it's Chinese background people singing. They do have some narration in Chinese, and I was blessed by this. Also on the site today, there's a photo of my dad with his deer. Oh, how I wish we would have had a photo of my dad with those boxes, or that box of Bibles, probably some 30 years ago now, but we don't. But there's a picture of him with a little girl from Guatemala that's our daughter as she was a baby. And I like the photo. It shows his love for people. He really, really loved his stare. Finally, today, there's a link to the website. I was just so blessed by the brother yesterday. His name was Mark. That doesn't sound very Chinese. He certainly was Chinese, though. And he has actually met the man that wrote a book that I referred to about a year ago called The Heavenly Man, who writes an incredible story of taking a stand for the Lord. It's a book called The Heavenly Man. There's a link to that book today. In fact, you can purchase it right from the site if you would choose to. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. May God bless you today and help you to be salty.